Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Joining me now in this College Football Insiders Player Spotlight is stellar quarterback G.J. Kenny of Tulsa. Last season, he threw for 3,650 yards and 31 touchdown passes. The dual-threat signal caller also led the Golden Hurricane in rushing with 561 yards, including 7 touchdowns on the ground. A true student-athlete, Kenny has been named to the Conference USA All-Academic Team as well as the Honor Roll. He's on the 2011 Davey O'Brien watch list and is the reigning Conference USA Offensive Player of the Year. GJ, thanks a lot for joining us. How's everything going? How was your summer?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, got to work in the weight room with the strength coach, gained some weight, got to, you know, throw the ball around with the receivers a lot. We got a couple of new faces at receiver, so getting that chemistry down was awesome.
And I got to imagine, I'm pretty pumped up for the season. I can't wait for, you know, next week to get here, particularly Saturday, you know, football games from noon to midnight here on the East Coast. You must be chomping at the bit to get going. You know, what are your emotions as a new season approaches?
Oh, you know, I'm very excited. You know, we still have a long week of game planning against OU before I'm chomping at the bit. But, you know, I'm definitely excited to get out there. But, you know, like I said, we still have a long week of preparation ahead of us.
And before we get into that opener, you know, I want the listeners out there who maybe aren't as familiar with you as they should be, you know, maybe they're just getting a first look at you this year. What's the scouting report on G.J. Kenny? What kind of quarterback are you?
I'm definitely a competitor. Whether it's, you know, throwing the ball, running the ball, I'm just going to do whatever, you know, it takes to help my team succeed. Kind of a gunslinger, you know, I like to scramble around, I can throw the ball. Get the ball in playmaker's hands. Student of the game. I try to model my game after, you know, maybe like a Brett Favre or someone like that. You know, it's someone that's tough and a great leader, and someone that people respect.
Not a bad role model to have there. Let me ask you this: is there anything in particular, you know, you focused on your game as you head into your senior season?
I wanted to gain a little weight. I was about 215 last year, and I'm up to about 230 right now. So that's something that, you know, I wanted to gain weight, get a little bit stronger, be able to sit in the pocket and take those blows, playing some, you know, big-time opponents this year.
So is that a combination of kind of, you know, improving your durability as well as maybe a little arm strength as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, I'm always, you know, trying to, you know, gain every advantage I can. And it's just something that, you know, hard work this summer hopefully will pay off.
And we're talking a 2010 Conference USA Offensive Player of the Year quarterback, G.J. Kenny from the University of Tulsa. G.J., let's take a step back from you and take a look, you know, at a bigger picture of the whole team. How's the transition so far from Todd Graham to Bill Blankenship been?
You know, it's gone well. Coach Blankenship was here on staff, so he knows how, you know, we kind of ran things. And, you know, every head coach is going to put their own spin on everything. And, you know, I think the guys have welcomed that. And, you know, every year you're going to have a little bit of change. And so the guys are really excited about this season and really excited about Coach Blankenship. And as a senior leader, I'm just trying to, you know, take that all in and, you know, do what I can do to make this year successful.
And on a personal level, you know, the fact that he was also a quarterback at Tulsa, does that help? Is that kind of cool?
He's given me a lot of freedom this camp that, you know, I haven't had in years past. And I think that just comes from, you know, playing the quarterback position and, you know, knowing what I'm going through. And, you know, hopefully that'll work out for the better.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. From what I understand, you're going to have a little more input this season, maybe some more leeway to call some audibles. How excited about are you, you know, able to do that? And how do you think that's going to make your overall game better?
For sure. I mean, I think it's always good when the quarterback can, you know, recognize things. Or when years past where I think I could have done it, it was just whether or not, you know, they let me do it. And, you know, I think the ultimate goal is to go faster. You know, that's what we want to do, is be able to go faster. And with me not having to look to the sideline, the team not having to look to the sideline, me just call it out at the line, and I think it'll go a lot faster and ultimately help us be a better football team.
And you also have a new offensive coordinator, as you mentioned. Coach Blankenship is, you know, has been with the program for the last 4 years. But you also have a new offensive coordinator in Greg Peterson. You know, how's his impact going to make the offense a little bit different heading into 2011?
We're definitely going to have a little bit of change, and you know, I think Coach Peterson's a very intelligent guy. I think he's bringing more of maybe a pro style approach, maybe some route combinations that you know, he's used in the past before, and it's really been successful for him. So, you know, we're open to new things. You know, here at Tulsa, we have a very unique offense, and so every advantage we can get, we want, and our guys have been open to it, and you know, we're really excited with about our new offense.
And you're listening to College Football Insider's Player Spotlight here with quarterback G.J. Kinney from the University of Tulsa. The Golden Hurricane are one of the favorites to win the Conference USA. They finished strong last season with 7 straight wins, including a big victory over the highly touted Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But before you know, you get into conference play this year, you guys have a pretty rough September, and it starts, GJ, week one, number one, Oklahoma. Oh, by the way, it's in Norman. Sooners have won 36 straight games there. What a way to start the season, huh?
Yeah, no, definitely. They're definitely deserving of that number one spot, and we're excited to, you know, get a chance to go down to Norman and play those guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, you probably have been, you know, studying the Sooners for a while now and watch as much tape of them as anybody else. You know, do they look like the number one team in the country?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're big, they're athletic. They're definitely deserving of that number one spot. You know, Travis Lewis was a great player for them. I wish nothing but the best for him, and you know, he's someone that, you know, you watch on film, he's something special.
Now, you're a Texas boy. You started your college career in Austin with Texas. Are there any residual feelings about the Sooners from your days as a Longhorn?
Oh, no, not really. No, I don't really have anything against them. They're one of my you know, first offers coming out of high school, and you know, I know Coach Venable. They actually offered me to play defense. I know Coach Venable as well. You know, I wish nothing but the best for him after, you know, September 3rd.
Oh, interesting. What position were they looking at you?
Like a safety, linebacker, you know, whatever, you know, how big I got, basically.
Interesting. How tempting was that? Or even back then, you had your heart set, hey, I'm a quarterback.
Yeah, I did, but, you know, I definitely, anytime, you know, Oklahoma, you know, they're a very prestigious program. I looked at it hard. You know, my dad was a all-conference linebacker at Baylor, and, you know, I think that's where a lot of it came from. Hmm. And, you know, Coach Venable says he likes turning high school quarterbacks into, you know, linebackers and such. So it was definitely something intriguing, but when it came down to it, I wanted to play quarterback, and, you know, it's worked out for me.
And in addition to Oklahoma, you guys play Oklahoma State in the first 3 weeks of the season. They come to you. They come to Tulsa, I believe. How do you feel like you stack up against the likes of Landry Jones and Braden Wheaton?
You know, those are two great quarterbacks. I think we all bring something a little bit different to the table. And, you know, like I said, those are great quarterbacks. And, you know, I'm just, you know, going out there. I'm going to, you know, play my heart out every week for my team. And, you know, I guess let y'all decide that.
I guess you're already hinting on how you're going to answer my next question, is who's the best quarterback in the state of Oklahoma?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like I said, we all bring a little bit something different to the table, and you know, all I can do is go out there and execute my offense, and you know, hopefully put up some wins on the table.
And then the week after you play the Cowboys, you guys make the trip to Boise to play on that blue turf. That's 3 top 10 teams in September. You know, have you as a team talked about that? Have the coaches talked about that? You guys are probably have the toughest September in the country.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's something that, you know, that's the reason we came to Tulsa, is to play top-tier programs, and we definitely, you know, got what we asked for, 3 top 10 teams in September, and then probably the most important game no one really talks about is the Tulane game, because it's a conference game. So, you know, we're really excited about that opportunity we have, not only as players, but as the, you know, the program of University of Tulsa, put them on national spotlight.
And we're talking to G.J. Kenny, quarterback of Tulsa, the Green Wave, Golden Hurricane, I should say, Conference USA Offensive Player of the Year, big-time arm, very athletic, outstanding runner. G.J., before we let you go, I know you're a big-time sports fan like myself, like most of our listeners, so I wanted to ask you a couple questions in that angle. You know, your favorite football team is the Philadelphia Eagles. How did that happen? How does a Texas boy root for the Philadelphia Eagles?
You know, I think my dad went up to training camp with them, and so he's always just wearing, you know, his, that, you know, shirts, I guess, he got from there, and just seeing pictures and stuff like that. And my grandpa was a big Dallas Cowboy fan, and so, you know, me and my dad, I would just kind of go with my dad. We'd root for the Eagles on Sundays, and, you know, I'm still an Eagles fan, but it's hard, you know, after you grow up a little bit, you know, you still got a little love for the Cowboys.
All right, I hear that. So are they the quote unquote dream team in the NFL this off season? I don't know if you've had an opportunity to follow that much, you know, as you're getting ready for your year. But are they the team to beat?
I think so. I think my pick is the Eagles versus the Patriots. So we'll see.
I'm a Jet fan, so that would be kind of painful for me in New York. You know what I mean? But and one more, GJ, before we let you go. You're also a big-time baseball fan, from what I understand. Other than football, that's the game you like to watch the most. I'm with you on that. Do you have a World Series prediction for us?
Man, this whole fall camp, I've got a little behind on the baseball stuff. But, you know, I'm a Rangers fan, so I don't know. Whoever the Rangers play, I'm going to root for the Rangers. So hopefully they can make it back again.
Yeah, why not? They were in there last year. They look like they might have a shot again this year. So, you know, why not Texas, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Demarius Johnson, you know, big-time receiver here. He's a big-time Yankees fan, so we go back and forth, you know, Rangers versus the Yankees. And so that keeps it, you know, pretty fun and light in the locker room around here.
All right. Well, I am a Mets fan, so even though I'm a New Yorker, I will side with you on that one. I'll be putting my Texas Ranger hat on for that series if they match up. All right, GJ, thanks a lot for joining us and giving us some time. We want to wish you luck, not just week one against those Sooners who are going to be number one in the country, but for the entire season.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, GJ. It was a pleasure.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.